We're joined now actually by Marina Mann, but Kathy Kelly of the Voices for Creative Nonviolence is doing a series of events with Women Against War and others in the Capital District from February 28th to March 3rd. Maureen is coordinating Kathy's visit. Good evening, Maureen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
We're fine. So why don't we start off a little bit about who is Kathy Kelly? And then also understand there's a second person who's doing a lot of the speaking with her?
Yes. Kathy's going to be joined by Hoor Arifi, who is a student currently at Bennington College on scholarship, who was part of the Afghan peace volunteer youth group that Kathy has been speaking about and working with for quite a few years now in Afghanistan. And he got the possibility of coming to study in the United States. So we thought it would be a great opportunity for her to speak with him about something that's very vital in her activism right now and has been for, as I said, for a number of years. Kathy Kelly is a internationally recognized peace activist who's been working for almost the last four decades on issues of war. And basically, as her witness has evolved, she's felt that what she was called to do was to go to war-torn countries in order to be able to first of all, experience what the victims of war experience, and then be able to come back home and keep that fresh in all of our minds so that we who pay for these wars and perhaps don't effectively enough lobby against them can really be kind of inspired by a closer realization of what the impact is. So Kathy has been to Iraq numbers of times since the beginning of the first Persian Gulf War and then through post-second Gulf War Iraq invasion. In fact, she was there in Baghdad during Shock and Awe. She decided she would be there so she could speak to it directly. She has been going to Afghanistan quite frequently in the last decade and working with this young group of people who coalesced around the idea that even though they came from different ethnic backgrounds within the country, that they wanted to figure out how they could live together peacefully, so model that kind of peaceful coexistence kind of with the notion of building peaceful civil society, and also how to help their neighbors directly being impacted economically by the war. So she provides a lot of support for them and I think probably a lot of inspiration. So Iraq and Afghanistan are high in Kathy's travels. And witness, and also she's a war tax resister. She's been that most of her adult life. She's a anti-nuke resister. She's been to prison over 60 times, jail or prison, for her witness, her activism. She once spent 9 months in a federal prison for planting corn on a missile site. She's written. She's an author. She writes often a short form and has written about her prison experiences and about her anti-war activism. So, Kathy, I think it would be fair to say by the total commitment of her work serves as kind of an inspiration, I think, for anti-war people wherever she travels and, you know, wherever she's read.
Okay.
So that's a thumbnail of Kathy.
Could you tell us who is sponsoring Kathy Kelly's visit to the Capital Region?
Well, Women Against War, we often try to reach out to as many groups and entities in the area that kind of form a partnership and coalition with. So we are sponsoring and organizing Kathy's tour, but she's speaking at a number of venue, and in each case, you know, we're working in coalition with those who agreed that it would be a great idea to have her come. So, Kathy and Hoor, I'd be glad to go through the schedule and give you a kind of a sense of who we're working with.
Well, our listeners probably can go to a website that you can offer us, and they can look at the events listed there. Meantime, could you tell us maybe a little bit more about Women Against War?
Yes, Women Against War is a grassroots network of area women who, before the second Gulf War, the war in Iraq, I almost feel like it was the most organic kind of coming together, came together in a kind of common angst about the war, hoping that we could, like so many other people, find ways of speaking to the untenability of that intended war. And so Women Against War formed at that period, and we continue to work together in coalition. And what we try to do is look at, I guess, disaggregate the causes of war, the direction that U.S. military and militarism, imperatives seem to be taking, so that we can study and both learn and understand as much as we can the geopolitics that kind of underpin the kind of the militarism that guides us as a nation so often in our foreign policy, and to try to speak to an alternative to that. So we try to learn for ourselves, provide opportunities for other people to learn, provide opportunities for other people to come together around issues of war and peace and foreign policy. We do that through events like this, bringing speakers who are inspiring and bring us on-the-ground information, through lobbying, through research, through writing. Women Against War has a blog in the Times Union that is very well read, in fact, is read internationally. And so that's an ongoing effort. Women Against War works in project teams that, again, form organically around the current issues. And the project team that's bringing Kathy specifically has gone through a number of evolutions, including looking at the war in Iraq and looking at the war in Afghanistan, and then looking at the issue of drones, which is something that Kathy is looking at. And then out of that, kind of looking at the issue of endless war and how to build pathways to peace. So it's a very organic organization. And we're working in conjunction for Kathy's visit with the Iran Project Committee, which again, is trying to focus attention on what looks like a next target on the radar of the militarist who would drive foreign policy.
So we're talking with Maureen Amann about Kathy Kelly's upcoming visit from Thursday, February 28th to Sunday, March 3rd. One of the topics certainly on the schedule is Afghanistan. President Trump has, said recently that he wants to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan, or at least, a significant portion of them. I'm curious whether, does Kathy have a particular position at this point as to what the U.S. should do, both in general in Afghanistan, and particularly whether it's beyond time to remove troops?
Well, it's interesting you should ask, because I was just looking at a piece that she's submitting to the Times Union for an op-ed, to kind of precede her being here. And I think that her answer to that would be that she thinks it's definitely past time. I think, the people she speaks with feel that not only does continued American presence embolden the Taliban and also gain constant recruit for the Taliban, they also feel that, in terms of the damage done, the disruption, the loss of life, the horror, the fabric of life that's so interrupted, that basically there's no good that is coming out of this. So she would, I think, support the withdrawal of troops. But she also argues, I think, quite passionately, that we owe reparation. I haven't heard a lot of discussion around that, but she feels that the damage done has to be compensated for in some way, and also that becomes foundational for moving forward, for the country to move forward in a more peaceful way. It, it would fill in some of those holes that might lend themselves to, you know, kind of going backward.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left. What are you know? I see on our schedule at least looks like at least five visits. What are some of the highlights of her visit?
Like,
and where is her the website for the whole schedule?
Okay, the best place to look would be the Women Against War Facebook page. So Women Against War event. Look for Women Against War on Facebook, and under events, her whole schedule will be there. I'll also, if I can, I'll give you give my email address and people can check in with me. Three highlights that I'd like to make that are open to the public on Thursday evening at the the Unitarian Church on Washington Avenue. Kathy's going to be giving a public talk. The topic is along with Hoor Arifi and war costs. And we're asking her to speak to not only the human cost, which she does so passionately, but also the implications for our own economic situation. You know, what are the costs? What are the drivers that allow us to keep moving in this direction? And that's going to be moderated by a woman by the name of Christina Charles, who actually is the organizer of the last two women's marches in the area. We reached out to her. Because she has a different, comes from a different perspective, and we wanted to bring that perspective of how do citizens who aren't normally involved with anti-war work, what do they want to hear? Okay, and then Friday evening at the Sisters of Mercy Mother House, she's going to be speaking at their monthly prayer group on the topic of witness to the human cost of war and the imperative to work for peace. And on Saturday, a very interesting thing, a friends meeting, Caring About Yemen. It's going to be a gathering that will be inspired by an event that happened in New York City last year, a theatrical event called Imagine Yemen, where a number of playwrights wrote pieces to highlight the nature of the conflict in Yemen. And we're using some of those pieces. We're working with a theater artist. Kathy herself will be playing a part, and those will infuse and inspire conversation about what we can do about Yemen, what we need to know about Yemen. So those are three public events. There's quite a few others that the public is invited to that are being held in both at Union College and at the Islamic Center in Schenectady on Sunday, and they are community-based, but certainly open to the public. So I do urge people to take a look at our Facebook page and to consider. And my email address is AUMANDMAUREEN@gmail.com.